views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airways and also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com and TransformationRadio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network. So if you're listening later, you can still appreciate the energetic shifts. And we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm so excited to have my guest on the show today. We're going to be talking about the Mountain Spirit Festival, which is an event that is held here in June 21st and 22nd, 23rd. And this is in, we'll get into the location of it. My guest today is Elizabeth Beads, and she's been a spiritual entrepreneur for over 25 years. She has created Interior Wellness Magazine and Interior Wellness Festival and also the Mountain Spirit Festival. And she has been a holistic practitioner in about a dozen different modalities, including massage, herbal healing, Reiki, martial arts instructor, yoga teacher, nutritionist, wilderness guide, transformational event leader, yoga studio owner, wellness center owner, magazine and book publisher. Whew. Elizabeth
That's
is
a lot of stuff.
You're a busy woman, Elizabeth, and you're also a connector and mentor to, this is the cool part, all of that's cool, but this is really cool, because Elizabeth is, as brilliant as she is, she prefers really to mentor others and to connect them with each other in other wellness businesses. And she's been training holistic practitioners in online basics on how to do their businesses and how to communicate with people. And she believes in the power of events to uplift, motivate, inspire, and heal us in more powerful and accelerated ways than can be done alone. So, wow, I'm so happy to have you on the show, Elizabeth. You are a powerhouse of a woman, I'll tell you. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much, Colette. It's so good to be here. It's wonderful to be enjoying and laughing with you and sharing with your audience.
You know, I've watched you when I was out at Illuminate Fair, and in your organizational abilities and everything. Would you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, what is inspiring you? I mean, because you're busy, and I understand busy, but you're busy.
You know, I like to use the word full. I'm trying to just disuse the word busy, because I was busy for quite a few years, and I burnt out, and that didn't lead me on a good path. But I learned a lot, and now I don't even use the word busy. I just use the word full, and I've learned to manage my time really well, because I'm excited. I get into a lot of different projects, and I love putting on events and doing these things with our wellness community, but I have to make sure I'm not too busy in order to be able to do those things. It's been a long journey of learning.
That sounds funny, but like, this is what I've been, they say, if you want something done, ask a busy person.
So but, true.
You know, and it is true, but having said that, what I've discovered is that when you're doing what you love, hours fly by and you're at the computer and you're like, oh my God, I forgot to eat.
You
know?
Exactly.
That's how I am. I get into a painting and I'm, holy, it's been 9 hours, you know, like stop painting, go eat or something, you know,
because you're filled with the creative flow and it just, it takes you when you really tap in. And, you know, I think sometimes people are searching for their purpose and it's like, just do something. You don't have to like find it in a book. Just get doing something.
I always have, like, because I do personal consultations with people and, you know, I have a lot of clients from all around the world, and almost all of them at every seminar ask, you know, like, there's always this concern about purpose. And what I say is that your purpose is to be the best version of you that you can be. And that really, once you exist, we already know once we exist that we have a purpose or we wouldn't exist.
Yes. So you know, good. We don't need to find it outside of ourselves. Write that down, everyone.
There you go. So, you know, tell us like tell us a bit about your story here. Cause you're doing so many wonderful things here. I would just like to hear like what put you on this path.
Yes. Oh, I love this question. When I was really little, I would go on the swing set in the playground at my school by myself. And literally I would wonder, I'm like 4 or 5 years old, I would wonder where I would be if I wasn't born into this body. And I grew up in the country with very regular family. So there was no like spiritual teachings at all. So that, I don't know where that thought came from. So I've always been kind of different than the people around me in the terms of the way I think. And I think a lot of the listeners who listen to Transformation Talk and to The Truth is Funny and you and your students, they probably have something similar. Like they've always been just on the outside of what we see as normal. And so that's something that guided me.
What's normal?
Right? Normal. I define normal as like, you know, the regular accepted world.
Yeah. This is the new normal now.
Yes, I love that. Because we're defining our new normal and surrounding ourselves with amazing people and doing things like this show. People who are outside the box kind of thinkers. Yeah. So by the time I was 13 or 14, I was the only place for me to get any resources of any kind of like awakening or spiritual nature was to go to the local library, which was very, very tiny at the time. And there was like probably 30 books on spirituality and crystal healing and the Findhorn in Scotland and like all these amazing things. And that's what was teaching me. I was diving into spiritual stuff. I also grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. Yeah. So by the time I was 16, I started my first business.
Yeah. Your journey, like to be like 13 and to already be looking into those things when your family is not geared that way. It's just so fascinating to me because I think it was around that age that I read my first Wayne Dyer book, you know?
Yes.
And I read Seth. And yes. I was 12 and 13 years old, and I was like, you know, my parents were more regular religion, you know, raised Catholic, right? So it's very, that's such an interesting thing that at that age to be searching, you know?
Yeah, I wonder how many people listening have that as well, and to have no influence from the outside, like there were no, like you, there was no spiritual resources or alternative bookstores or yoga classes at that time. It was just like something triggered us to say, I think there's more. I think there's more than this just regular go to work 9-to-5 country life kind of thing.
Were you feeling a little bit ostracized as a child?
Not majorly. I had a pretty good upbringing, but inside. Inside in my heart and my mind, I was like, I'm not like everybody, and I would try to fit in. They accepted me because on the outside, I made sure that I fit in. But on the inside in my mind, I felt like I'm not like everybody, and I can't make the same choices that everybody else is making.
The reason I wanted to ask you that is because for those listening in or who have children going to school right now that don't fit in, that can be a really challenging thing. And like when I was, you know, around that 12, 13, 14, when I was searching for these answers, I was bullied very badly at school, and I would actually vomit, you know, as I, you know, about one block away from the school, like, and then when I went home, the same thing, like it was very horrendous, bullying. And, yes. That kind of, I find that for a lot of people that are sensitive, that yes. are different, a little bit odd, that yes. has a tendency to happen, you know? And so I was just curious as to, you know, the reasons, what really pulled you into this spirituality work. But it feels to yeah. me like when you said that, as a young child at the age of 4, you know,
yeah.
that like to be sitting on the swing set and having those profound thoughts, that definitely kind of says something about reincarnation.
I think it really does. Like, what, you know, little kids are still tapped in and they're not influenced by anything. Like sometimes kids will watch a movie or a TV show nowadays and then repeat it. But when there's no influence and thoughts like that come, you know that they're just coming from a place that's closer to source.
Yeah. Yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah.
And so,
and I like what you said about parents. Like if your kids are sensitive and they're different, support them.
Yes. Really support them. Wanted to point that out just because, you know, a lot of people that come to my seminars and, like you said, that would listen to Transformation Talk Radio or be interested in the Mountain Spirit event, those people are tend to be told that they are too sensitive when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
and what I teach in my seminars is for people to use that sensitivity to be able to feel energy when it's going weak so that they can strengthen themselves to it and then move forward in a strong way. But we have to take a quick break here right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk all about this beautiful, wonderful festival that you've been manifesting here. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my beautiful guest today, Elizabeth Beads. And when we return, we will... take calls if you want to call in and ask Elizabeth some questions regarding business or regarding the festival, or you just want some energetic shifts, call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my beautiful guest today, Elizabeth Beads. Beautiful inside and out, by the way.
Oh, and thank you.
When we can, I would just like for you to share your contact information with everybody so that we remember to do it.
Right, because we get caught up in the shifts in the end.
Yeah.
So everybody write this down, mountainspiritfestival.com. There is an incredible event at Sun Peaks Resort in British Columbia, happening June 22nd through 24th. And it is a transformational weekend of wellness and spirituality and yoga and all the shifts that you need to get the transformation that you've been looking for in your life.
And Elizabeth, what is your, because I know you feel strongly about this, so I want to bring this up now, is that what is the power of going to a live event as opposed to doing an online event?
Oh, you know, this is so exciting because we were just talking earlier about how, like, when I was, you know, 5 years old, and then when I was 13, 14, I started to explore. When I was 16 years old, I went to my first outdoor music festival in Vancouver. I was just drawn to the music and I just went in. And by the end of the weekend, I was like, oh, like I went in and there were people dancing and smiling. And I was like, oh, because I grew up in a small town in British Columbia, interior cowboy, like and out of town too. So it was very like cowboy worker kind of feeling. I went to this festival by the ocean in Vancouver with all this folk music and hippies and women with their shirts off, body painted. And it was just incredible. And I was like, I found my people.
And yeah, wow.
By the end of the weekend that people were shining. And I was hooked on festivals and events because I saw that by the end of a weekend, the transformation that could happen was equivalent to maybe a year or two of working on my own, of digging in books and going to classes and seminars and trying to study. But the inner transformation,
like, for you to really achieve that. And that's what I find. I love that we have the technology to connect like we are now and reach people via, you know, radio, et cetera. But there's just nothing like having a group of like-minded people who come to an event and, you know, like you said, have 3 days together or four, you know, however long it is.
Yes.
And they're all in that space of, well, not maybe not all of them, but the vast majority are in this space of healing and happiness and joyfulness. And that's the point of going. And also wanting to have personal growth. You know, and so that, like, that's what I find. For a live event, there's nothing like it.
It's so true. And when you're on a spiritual journey, like many of the listeners, sometimes you just feel like you're kind of on your own because maybe your family doesn't get it. Maybe your friends are like, you're a bit weird. You can keep your shamanic drumming to yourself or whatever it is you do.
Yeah.
But when you go to an event with like-minded people, you feel like you're home. You feel connected. You can have breakthroughs there that you couldn't have by yourself because wounds happen with people. They get to be healed with people, regardless of who the people were. And the transformation and inspiration you get by being with other humans for real. I recommend everybody do at least one a year, some kind of live event. But I really, if you can, once every season, go to some kind of workshop or seminar or festival or event that connects you with other people.
Yeah, it's just incredible. And, you know, over the years, I've taught, you know, so probably hosted, I don't know, like 60 or 70 seminars by now.
And, oh, awesome.
Yeah, all across Canada and in Europe and even in Egypt and that. And I still am in connection with many of those people. And it's you know, going to Peru, and I did, you know, ceremony in Peru, and, you know, still connected to a lot of those people. And there's something very special about when people get together at this event. So, you know, for someone who's never really been to the Mountain Spirit Festival, what is going to be there? Tell us. It sounds so exciting.
Oh, it's so good. Well, it's up at Sun Peaks Resort, so it's up in the mountains. And the air is so fresh and the village is so sweet. So it just gets you elevated and up out of your regular day-to-day life. So sometimes we can go to an event right in our city and be home, but there's something that happens when you go out of your home, pack a bag. It's like a rite of passage. You pack a bag and you're away for the weekend. And then at the actual event itself, there are dozens of different workshops for you to choose from in intuition, spirituality, women's health, relationships, just spiritual awareness and self-awakening and growth. And you'll meet the most amazing people in these workshops that you do together. And there are also movements, so yoga, and there's going to be a really special mountaintop yoga where you ride the chairlift and experience a yoga and meditation up on the mountain. So that's really beautiful as well.
Yeah, that
and
is amazing.
And it's really choose your own adventure. So you can pick whatever workshops and that you want, and there'll be medicine walks through nature as well. So it's very cool. And it happens in a lot of the hotels that are right in the village. So the venues that we have for the workshops, you go from just place to place through the village, and there's amazing food and cafes and a really great market where you can go and get malas and healing cards and beautiful clothing and all sorts of great things. So it's a wonderful weekend to experience with friends or your partners or your family or whoever that you want to bring. Oftentimes women will come, moms and daughters or groups of sisters or groups of women friends. So that's really, it's such a great weekend. I just adore it so much. It's so much fun and I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. And so to put something like that together, what's required?
A lot. A lot of energy and time. But for me, like you've been hearing me talk, it's something that's just guided from the inside. I love events so much. It's so deep in my bones that to put something on for people so I can share what I've experienced through the transformational power of an event, it's like a blessing to me. And the work just comes through so easily.
And what I've noticed also is what I love about you the most is that you love to create community. So tell us about community, because you're doing a really fabulous job with that.
Thank you. Well, the events that I do are large scale events. Like at our last Interior Wellness Festival, we had 65 workshops and taught by 35 different teachers and 100 different businesses. So it's all about bringing people together. Because to me, the more people there, the more transformation that's possible, the more energy that's there. And that's something that's guided me. You know, sometimes you and probably your listeners as well have this something that you would do no matter what. You would do it if you didn't
get
paid. For me, that's bringing people together. That I think if that's a purpose, I think that's one of my purposes, is to bring people together for transformation.
Well, you know, for you, you do a beautiful job of it. And I love community because, as you said, you know, right now on the planet, like I talk to a lot of people from around the world, and a lot of people are feeling a little bit like shaky right now because there's so many events happening and, you know, there's so much misinformation out there, you know, and then there's all this fear-based marketing and, you know, and so it's just so lovely to integrate with people, with community that has the same values. Like, of, you know, I do my best to always shop locally at establishments that are run by small business. And so tell me about that. Like, cause this is how we, you know, what you're doing is so close to my heart.
Thank you. Yeah. The small business and community and doing things that are right here in our community. Like here we are in British Columbia Interior, supporting all the businesses. We can create our own spiritual commerce where we are supporting businesses that are healthy and contribute to wellness in the community. And then they turn and support all of us as well. So we create this internal commerce that has a lot more light and goodness to it than anything else. So coming up to, for example, the Sun Peaks event, that's part of why I started it was we need, I thought to myself, when I do this, whenever I create something, we need our own yoga and wellness festival at a mountain resort in British Columbia Interior that's run by a local. Because a lot of people may have heard of the Wanderlust festivals, which I love so much, and a lot of the different festivals that people travel to in the United States and further away. And I thought, we need a local event that people can come to, and it's really close to them in their own community.
You know, this is because how I ended up, I'm from Saskatchewan, and how I ended up here in Kelowna is I was traveling back and forth across Canada for several years doing seminars back and forth from Vancouver to Ottawa and Toronto and that. And I was in that traveling and doing all these seminars, I found that, you know, the people like that when I was called here to Kelowna, I knew as soon as I drove past this house that I bought, that this is where I'm going to be. And that I feel that a lot of people in Kelowna that I've met, of course, you attract the people that you're resonating with. And it was so easy to find people that are into this, you know, and it's so refreshing, and it's so easy to get organic food here and to, you know, that's what I love the most about British Columbia is that
the farmers markets are amazing.
Yeah. And you know, we're going to have to take a quick break again, but when we come back, what I wanted to talk about, is also, I wanted to ask you a question about the community in the village, what that's doing for them also. When we come back, we can talk a little bit about that, because it's not just a particular community. You're creating community, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, at Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S, if you're interested in energy correcting paintings, and also in my energy correcting cards. I will be having a seminar coming up this coming weekend. It is actually a layer 3, so it's not open to everyone. You would need to already have taken the layer 1 and layer 2. However, I do have a Shift Happens live talk event on the 27th. That's on Friday night from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Holiday Inn Express. And that's here in Kelowna on Harvey. And that is a free event, and you're welcome to come. And what I do is I just give a short intro, and then I start shifting energy for people out of the audience that want to have a shift. And so it's always lots of fun. We go out dancing after. Everybody's welcome. And so
that sounds like fun. I want to come to that.
Yeah, I know. It is. We have so much fun. So anyway, we'll take our break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Mountain Spirit Festival and about building community in spiritual business with Elizabeth Beads. Mm. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, and we will be right back after this short break.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny. This is Colette Marie Stephan. I've got Elizabeth Beads here. We are speaking about the Mountain Spirit Festival and about how to create community in business, in particular in alternative healing and you know, that kind of wellness business. And so I'm just going to give you the floor here, Elizabeth. Tell us some more.
Oh, thank you. I love this. So we were talking a little bit about Mountain Spirit Festival, and people from the public come and they grab tickets and they go. And like we were saying, you can get more information in your ticket at mountainspiritfestival.com. Now, there's something that really magical that happens on the other side, and that's all the businesses and the spiritual teachers that come together. So there's community that happens with everybody, and then there's a special community that happens within the businesses that come together. And this is something that has guided me so much in my life, and I've been so loving for the last 20 or more years, is that when I'm in business, I'm actually experiencing awakenings through the doing of business, which I find fascinating.
Wow. So my question Tell us is, more about do we that. Have,
right? Do we have any listeners who are in business, and sometimes you have struggles and you come up against your own self? And personally, I've walked through the fire many times for my different businesses, and I've realized that over the years, the things that have awoken me the most, that have changed and challenged me and helped me to grow, has been through my businesses. And it seems kind of funny at first, but once you'll know it, if you're in business, we want to hear from you.
You have
the challenges that come up through your business, and are there shifts that happen, or are there shifts that need to happen? Because everything comes up: relationships, money, your sense of purpose, your sense of, am I doing the right thing? Your sense of fulfillment in your life, your ability to step back and see a bigger picture of your purpose and your passion and your desires. And all the businesses and entrepreneurs that I come into contact have this very similarly, and especially when it comes to wellness and holistic practitioner businesses, because here we are teaching other people to do these breathing techniques or these shifting techniques or these healing techniques. But then on the other side, we go home and we have to heal all that stuff ourselves. So it's this beautiful, perfect reflection that we get from being in practice as a business, and also from being a human being experiencing the shifts that we need to experience. So it's a beautiful journey.
That was, really eloquently spoken, because there are, as a business person myself, and I just wanted to talk about this, because a lot of people, you said you were raised by entrepreneurs, so was I, and mm-hmm. there's a certain mentality. Do you want to tell people about the entrepreneur mentality?
Yeah, I love this. You know, I always say to the businesses when we gather, I'm like, you have to be a special kind of crazy to be in business.
Yeah, especially this long.
Right?
Because you can,
everybody is cut out for it.
No.
And some people come in and they're like, oh, I'm going to open my own business. And they have this dream that, it's going to be so much easier. And next thing they know, all they've done is they've bought themselves a full-time job that they have mm-hmm. to now pay for. They're paying to work. And that's not true entrepreneurship. True entrepreneurship is being able to lift yourself out of it enough to say, I can't do everything. Mm-hmm. I can't be the person who's running all aspects of it. But you do have to be a little bit crazy to run your own business, because you have to be willing to take risks. You have to be an outside-of-the-box thinker. And you have to be willing to really face all of your own fears and blocks.
And isn't it interesting, because one of the things that I find the most for people, if people can get, neutrality is the blessing, because when people become neutral to the absolute worst thing that can happen, and quite often Leroy Maloof comes on this show quite often, and he really likes to do it this way, where, take people down. Well, and then what would happen? And then what would happen? And then what would happen? And, then on the other end of it, what's the absolute best thing that would happen? And, people, quite often, it's when you would think, people are going to get energetically weak when they're at their absolutely worst. But it's when they're approaching their absolute best that they've ever been before, that they tend to sabotage themselves and go weak energetically, because the vast majority of people operate on the subconscious mind about 95% of the time. And that's only about 4% of the electromagnetic spectrum that we can see. So all the good stuff is in that 96% of, black matter, black energy, like the junk. And
all the good stuff is waiting for us.
Yeah. And just waiting there in the dark. And, I find it really fascinating. When we start really going into business and we're doing a business like this, because, for example, this radio show began when, Pat Pacelli, and you would love her. She's an amazing woman, and that's and a powerhouse also. And when she approached me about me having my own radio show, I didn't know anything about that at all. I knew how to speak, but I didn't know how to do a radio show. And I've been at it for 6 years, but I thought, now this is a beautiful way to show how, because I have energetic practitioners come on the show with me, and we work together, and showing how all these different modalities, it doesn't matter what modalities people take. If they're guided to take a seminar or a modality, that is information that is always going to be with them, and only they will be able to share it in their own unique way, because we are all individuals in this, and we come from a different background. So what do you feel like for the business people out there right now that are listening in? Because we have a lot. I had quite a few people calling in, and, they're making big changes right now. And a lot of times they'll listen to the show after. But for them, if they were going to want to start a business like this, what would you suggest? What is step one?
Oh, I love this. There is a beautiful quote, and I might get this wrong, but it's by one of the Rinpoches, maybe. I'm not even going to say the name because I always butcher it. But the reference goes to the beautiful Rinpoche who said this, and it is about the spiritual path, and I'll relate it to business. He says, I recommend you don't start the spiritual path. It is much too hard, much too arduous, and it's very difficult. But if you do start it, you must finish. Mm. And I relate this to the business path, because to me, they're intertwined. I actually recommend you don't start a business. It is very difficult. It is hard. It is easier to go work for somebody else. But if something in your heart is on fire and says, I have to start this, I have to work for myself, and you've started, I recommend you finish. Because if you pull out partway through, you're going to feel this longing in your soul forever, because there's something that will complete you when you enter business as a spiritual practice. So that's my recommendation for starting. I know it's not.
I love how you said, like, because you're being very truthful here about, like, because when people own their own business, they tend to work way longer hours for,
yes,
you know,
and
usually,
not get paid.
Yeah. And there's many, many parts
efforts
of the business. Yeah. And when, you know, as an entrepreneur, what would you say is the, you know, it's, you have this idea, this beautiful idea, and you want to manifest it. And so if you're one of those people that you just spoke about, your heart's on fire and you got to do it. What now?
Prepare yourself for an incredible journey, and do both sides. So do both sides of the work, meaning you have to do your inner work. You've got to clear your blocks about money. So if you have money blocks when it comes to business, call in and get Colette to shift them for you, everyone.
And yeah, and we all do have them. You know, we
right?
They come up, don't they? When you're doing business, you start to realize where your money blocks are.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So you've got to clear your money blocks and your blocks to success. And these are deep-rooted, like given to you by your original family when you were under 5 years old or under seven, like things about people with money are bad people, or people who are successful aren't, don't have family values, or whatever the things that come up that are deeply rooted in there. You've got to dig these all out when you do business. If you just go work a job, these don't come up. But if you want that deeper success, and I often work with practitioners who already are in business, but they're just not having the success that they want. They don't have the clients that they want. They don't have the money coming in that they want. They want to help heal people. They want to heal the world, but they're just not able to do these things. And oftentimes it comes from, there's just blocks in the way to success and money, and those need to be cleared.
Wow, this
That's
is really
one
cool.
Half of it.
Yeah, we have to take a quick break now, but when we come back, we're going to hear about the other half of it.
Ooh,
and,
yes.
You know, when it comes to clearing blocks around money, a lot of times, you know, I'm going to be out at the Mountain Festival, and I have a program I'm calling Be Irresistible. And that's to attract things like magnets, like bees do to blossoms. And that, like I'm also doing a telespa, and the first one's in May on, I think it's May the 10th. And that is nice assets. We could talk about that. We come back after this next break. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Elizabeth Beads here with me today, and we are talking about business and wellness and all of those wonderful things and festivals. Have we talked about your magazine yet? Because you're also a publisher of a magazine.
Yes, I am, actually. It's Interior Wellness Magazine, and I started that 10 years ago off of a need of, hey, we need a magazine that's local to British Columbia Interior that features all the amazing practitioners that we have. And I started it in Kamloops because there was nothing up there at the time. And it's been a really fun journey to do that. And everything I've started has been kind of like we were talking about entrepreneurs, a little bit crazy, have been off of, I had no experience, but I just jumped in and did it because I felt a need.
I just love that. Like coming from the heart is always a good place to be.
Yeah,
you know,
it really is.
Because that's when it becomes more enjoyable. And so we were talking just before about, you know, in business, if people that as a path of spiritual awakening, I love how you, you know, pulled that in, because that is the number one weakness energetically for many, many people is as I said, we operate on our subconscious mind 95% of the time. And those, what our ancestors, a lot of, you know, the ancestors that came over to Canada came from Europe and, you know, they came from war-torn countries and they had a lot taken away. And so one of the, what I'm picking up energetically right now, when you said that, like what would be the number one weakness for most people listening now or listening later, it is these ancestral limiting beliefs. And also what's coming up is expectations about the way things should go. Do you want to talk about expectations about the way things should
go?
The way things should go?
Well, you know what I was just thinking as you were saying that about, you know, these beliefs that are carried through with us. Can you do like a group shift for everybody listening? Because we all have that limiting
Absolutely.
Belief that comes from our ancestors.
I can do a quick one here. What I'm going to do is
Let's
get
do
everybody
it.
Listening now, and I'll just use you as my surrogate here for everybody. And so if we get in touch with that right now, we get in touch with the thought of our first money experience that we remember. What would that be for you, Elizabeth?
Probably parents fighting about money and money being like an issue. It wasn't easy.
Okay, so that's a big one right there. And so we're just going to strengthen, like, because when we use our subconscious mind, it's basically our first 7 years of upbringing. And that is our parents' thoughts, our grandparents' thoughts regarding money. And as I said, a lot of these people are from war-torn countries. And so when the media is showing pictures of the bombing in Syria, like I remember when I was pregnant with my first daughter, watching the war in Afghanistan on TV as if it was a football game.
Yeah.
And it totally desensitizes people. But for people that have actually had to endure war-torn countries, and have had to move to another country, for that, in that state, you know, that it brings up a lot of issues, and those are passed down through our DNA. So what's coming up is a lot of people genetically, you know, there's no genetic problem for not having money. And even the DNA that we have can change. And this is something that a lot of epigeneticists, Sharan Sirdar is on my show quite a bit, and she talks about this, how the DNA actually changed. And so what a lot of people think is hereditary is really just ancestral. It's just limiting mm-hmm. thoughts and expectations about the way that money, the thoughts about money. My first thought experience that I remember about money was my grandpa on my dad's side. He would... he taught us how to play poker at 21, and he always had to win. So he would cheat if he had to win. He would keep changing the rules. And all of us kids, like we played for nickels, and then he would take all our money, and then he would give it all back to us and more, and send us to the store for candy. So I don't know if that was the best learning experience in the world, but. it was very the LePage side of my family, they played cards hardcore, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was about learning. So we want to just strengthen that, because you're such a beautiful example of how you don't have, you can be competitive. You have to be competitive in business. Having said that, you don't have to be in negative competition with other people. And so what you were saying on the break about relationships, what's coming up for a lot of people, the relationship with money, that is a relationship.
Yeah.
And so it's one that we need to dig a bit deeper and just see, like, okay, if we had a negative experience with our first experience with money, like you have with fighting and et cetera, that sets a very, it imprints people is what happens.
Yeah.
And so what we can do is energetically, we can let go of that. And we're just going to delete it for people right now. Recognizing that the other thing that comes up is a lot of people have, instead of a savings account, they have a save me account. And when you have a save me account, then you're always looking for, oh my God, when I fail, I'm going to need this money. And have you found that the universe always gives you what you want? If you're in your heart, and all of a sudden a check will come in the mail, or someone will, you know, give you something, or, it, you know, or you'll meet a certain someone, and then all of a sudden everything starts to blossom again.
Yes.
And so we're just going to strengthen everybody to that. Expectations create limitations. If you expect it to go a certain way and it doesn't go that way financially, people take it too seriously. And so, at that, in my talk with Be Irresistible, Nice Assets, I was telling you that the reason I called it that is I have my psychosomatic teacher's training, and that is when people have round butt, we call that a butt dance. And so that means that people who psychosomatically have a full butt have a full ability to take in money. And so this is about giving and receiving. And in the metaphysical world, what's coming up as the next weakness is that when we talk about receiving, it sounds so much nicer than taking, but it really is taking. You know, take and receive are the same thing. So we have to have give and take. And so many people in that are sensitive and are spiritual have a tendency to give more than they take. And then what happens is they become resentful, and they're giving a gift that of resentment rather than a gift of whatever the gift is. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody. Also, we don't need a save me account. We the universe will supply for us as long as we are in alignment and integrity with ourselves. That's what I have found over the years. And so, you know, just strengthening that for everybody. So when you think about your money right now, because we're running out of time, when you think about that experience as a young girl, your spiritual path of doing business and promoting for others to do business in this way has healed you in many ways, would you say?
It absolutely has. And I see it as a new paradigm of business, especially with our spiritual entrepreneurs and holistic practitioners, is that instead of competition, we go for collaboration. Instead of scarcity, we choose generosity. Instead of those old ways of doing business, we're choosing new ways of awakening in business.
I love this. I love this, Elizabeth. You are such a beautiful spirit. And, you know, we have a couple minutes left. Like, what else do you want to tell people here? Because radio time.
Let's give them the second half. So we talked earlier about the first part that you need is to clear your blocks around business and money. And then the second part you need, and this is for holistic practitioners who are like, I just like to go with the flow and I don't want to be online. You do need to get your online basics handled. Like, you need to make friends. Like, you need to get through the blocks around social media and websites and emails. And don't create blocks around those things. And if you do, look at them. So if you find that you're having difficulties with your website, look at that as a potential for awakening. So all those technical online things are part of your awakening. And that's one of the things I love to teach practitioners is their online basics.
And where can they... Because you have on Facebook, I saw you have a page for business. What is that? And then we're going to have
That's Elizabeth. Yes. I'm so excited about that one. I'm so glad we get to get this one in. So that's elizabethbead.com. And you can check out, I have a free gift on that one. And there's a training that's happening on that one as well. And it's specifically for holistic practitioners who want to join the two sides of business, which is your holistic and spiritual aspects with getting those online basics handled.
I love it, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for your time and your energy and your beautiful, beautiful ways of doing business. This is
Colette. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Colette Marie Steffen. We've run out of radio time here. Bye for now. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and see you at the Mountain Spirit Festival. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.